This is Childhood Matters, presented by Interactive Parenting Media.
Childhood Matters.
For parents and everyone else who cares for or about kids.
We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Here's your host, Rona Renner.
Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. Today is Nurse Rona's book club show, and I'm thrilled to have two great dads as guests. We'll also hear from dads who have read our book club selection, The Modern Dad's Dilemma, and also fathers who haven't read it but want to tell us how they balance family time with work demands and build open communication with their kids. We'll also discuss how you sort through your own father's legacy and make a plan so you can become the father you want to be. I think today's show will also be of great value to women who want to understand the father of their children. And if there isn't a father in your child's life, know that many of the things we'll be discussing today apply to women as well. I'm Nurse Rona, and I'm here each week to present important topics to parents, grandparents, foster parents, childcare providers, big sisters, big brothers, or anyone who cares for and about children. You know, I woke up thinking about my grandsons this morning after spending a day on the beach with them and their parents yesterday. My grandsons, who are 5 and 2, are so fortunate to have fathers and mothers who have made a deep commitment to be present for their sons. It was so moving to see once again what good dads my son and my son-in-law are and how they have scheduled their lives to make sure they have time to really know their children. I've seen it now for many years, but because of the show today, I was looking through the lens of the modern dad's dilemma. They both have surpassed what their fathers were able to do when it comes to spending quality time with their children. And you can see how much their children benefit from this kind of attention. And I also want to acknowledge my husband, Mick, for the work he's done the last 30 years on learning to be a good dad. He didn't have a role model to emulate, and he's done his best to figure it out. It certainly is a work in progress. Learning to be a father you desire to be is an ongoing thing. So if you want to take part in our conversation today, call us 877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-5437, or you can email us at info@childhoodmatters.org. Joining us by phone this morning is John Badalamente. He is a Harvard-trained educator, leading expert on fatherhood, and the author of The Modern Dad's Dilemma. He's also the director of the acclaimed PBS documentary All Men Are Sons, exploring the legacy of fatherhood. His work has been featured in the New York Times and other publications. He's joining us this morning from Massachusetts, where he lives, even though he has lived in the Bay Area for about 10 years, and he lives there now with his wife in Massachusetts and his two children. John Badalamente, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
So glad to hear from you again. It was such a pleasure to meet you. Also joining us this morning in studio is Bruce Collins. He's the chair of the Fatherhood Collaborative of San Mateo County, as well as San Mateo County's senior deputy probation officer. Bruce is also an instructor at City College of San Francisco, a mentor, and a proud member of the Berkeley Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity. Appointed to the Fatherhood Collaborative Governing Board in 2005, he's an avid proponent of responsible fatherhood and is eager to spread the message to fathers, men, youngsters, and the probationers he works with. He's happily married to Rhonda Collins, and they have 3 teenage children. Bruce Collins, it's a pleasure to have you back again this morning.
Rhonda, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to. Well, let's just get started here. John Badalamente, I really like the fact that your book has true stories from fathers you interviewed, and it has your own insights about being a son and a dad, and it's also very practical. It's things that men can do to become the kind of father they want to be. What kind of feedback have you been getting across the country from fathers?
Well, you know, I go to a lot of schools, and I meet with a lot of dads in all different contexts, but a lot of my work is in schools and engaging dads in their kids' lives at school, but also beyond that. And the response I've been getting, I mean, the book was actually really born of my work with dads over the last 10 years. So the response I've been getting is that guys really appreciate the practical aspects of it. And I know that's sort of going with the cliche, like, you know, guys like to do things. But I think stereotypes and cliches can be helpful at a to a point. And this is one of them. Guys, I think today modern dads are expected to be more involved, also increasingly expecting more of ourselves. And so the question is, what does that mean? How do I get involved? How do I connect with my kids? So the response I've been getting is dads really like having something practical beyond just a bunch of theory or a bunch of ideas that might be interesting and stories. There's really kind of, you know, nuts and bolts of
yes.
you know, how they can connect. And actually, a good example, yesterday I was with a friend of mine who's a dad as a 10-year-old daughter, and he was just really struggling with discipline and sort of how do I not be the fun dad? How do I not sort of leave all the discipline to the mom? And you know, and I was able to say, well, here's a couple ideas, and check this out in the book, and some very practical ways that he can be involved in discipline. And one of those is by, you know, opening up a dialogue with his kid. So that's been the biggest response has been guys appreciating, you know, actual, you know, things they can do to build a relationship.
Good. And as we speak this morning, I'd like you to give us some more ideas about that, because I think that is the real value in your book, that you have things like even the practical list of looking at who does what in the family, how to do a vision statement. So we'll get into some of that, John. Very, very important work. Bruce Collins, you have a unique insight into fatherhood from many perspectives, your work, your volunteer work, your home life. And you also work hard and long hours helping men in various capacities. How do you keep connected to your three children while you have so much on your plate?
Well, Rona, I think it's important. And one of the things that I try to do is take advantage of kind of what I call planting seeds with my kids. And I lay out ideas of foundations of things that I want them to kind of look at and work out throughout the year. Then I follow throughout the year by having those precious moments with them where we sit down and we discuss things. This past summer, having two boys in high school, I talked to them both about the changes that they're going to go through in their development stage right now and how challenging high school is going to be. My middle son, who's a freshman, seems like he wasn't enjoying his summer this year. And so I took some time, me and him was alone, and asked him why. And when he explained to me about, you know, dad, all the working out for football and not doing the things I normally do during the summer, it's a big difference for me. And so one of the things I explained to him was, son, this is the new stage that you're in. You can't have the summer you did when you were 12. Now when you're 15, you're involved in competitive sports. You have to prepare yourself. And I summarized it by saying, remember when we talked about those changes of development? This is part of what you call growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, I saw the light come on.
Yeah.
And you may not be as happy about everything the way it's going, but the thing was, is we were connected because he understood what my expectation was.
And you took the time to talk to him.
And this has been an ongoing conversation. It's not just one.
Right, right. And all those talks, it's not just the one talk
right.
about anything, you know. It's that ongoing conversation.
And the thing I wouldn't hesitate to do one night, I even have his brother come in to explain to him what it was like when he went through this.
Yeah.
So you use all your resources.
You use all your resources. Well, you know what? The phones are already lit up here, and I want to get to some calls. Folks, if you want to join us, 877-372-KIDS. We're talking with two really dedicated dads here, and we're talking about the modern dad's dilemma. Let's start with one of our regular callers I see is here this morning, Robbie from Oakland. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Hello. I want to start off by saying it's a privilege and a pleasure to be a part of Nurse Rona's book club. Who needs Oprah's book club, right?
Okay, Robbie, I love you. So what you know, this subject I know is so dear to your heart. What do you want to say about it this morning?
Well, within 30 seconds, I'll try to pick out something that, first of all, there was so many powerful things in Mr. Dalladement. I'm sorry.
Yeah, John. You can call him John.
Okay, John. Yeah, we would go way back anyway.
Yeah.
there's so many powerful things in the book that touched me, that made me laugh, brought me to tears, had me thinking a lot. But one of the things that I decided to speak on today was the part where it speaks on never being too late for the truth. You know, letting your kids know what makes dad happy, what makes dad sad, what makes dad want to do this, why does dad do this. So that's something that I really try to stay focused on. And like I said once before, Nurse Rona, that, you know, my kids and I, you know, there's a great deal of interaction. So, you know, when there's a certain amount of interaction, I think that, you know, a lot of things come from that, whether it's talks and talks about anything and everything, not just one set thing when you're in a certain place or it's a certain time with your child, as well as the list as far as what's your kid's favorite food, what's your kid's latest accomplishment. And I pretty much could, you know, answer, you know, all of them. So
good for you, Robbie. John, you want to respond to Robbie here?
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. I appreciate the comments.
Thank you.
Yeah, the quiz actually you alluded to there, the what's your child's favorite food, what brings your child most stress. That quiz is ongoing, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this. You could take it today and do really well, and then next week take it and not do so well. And the whole point of it is to keep on top of it. I actually just took the quiz with my daughter the other night, and it was so much fun to do, to sit there and I got to see it, whether or not I was tuned into her life, and she got to see it. So I'm glad that was useful. And as far as, you know, it's never too late for the truth, that idea, that I've been thinking a lot more about even since writing the book, which is I think we as men have a huge opportunity to talk, put words to our experience of fatherhood, and you know, like Bruce was mentioning, this is an ongoing dialogue, but letting our kids know what being a dad means to us. And it always amazes me when I ask a group of dads or a group of men, like, how many of you talked to your dads and knew what fatherhood meant to your dad? And most guys will say no. In fact, I was asking this of a guy the other night, a friend of mine, and he said he got angry that, he said, my dad never talked to me about being a father. I never was prepared for this. And I think we today have an opportunity as men to really let our kids know what being a father is all about, and letting them know that, you know, what the qualities it takes, what they're going to need, and how they have, and begin to amplify the qualities that they possess from a young age. Like, I've told my son Jake, who's 5, he's got this wonderful ability to take care. He's a caretaker at a young age, and I try to amplify that so he hears that that's important, and that, you know, that dad values that, and that he's going to need that when one day he's a dad.
Yeah.
So I'm really, you know, I'm glad that resonated, this idea of it's never too late for the truth. I think for far too long we've sort of kept the story of fatherhood has been kept in silence, and I think our kids, boys and girls, really need to hear our own experience of
absolutely fatherhood. Robbie, thank you so much for bringing that up, and thank you for being out there passing on your wisdom to other people. I just really honor you and respect all the work you're doing, Robbie, so thank you.
Thank you, Nurse Rona. I'll be waiting on the next book.
Okay, Robbie. I will be sending it to you.
Okay.
You know, Bruce, I think that probably resonates with you also about speaking your truth.
the thing that I heard that really moved me is talking about being honest with your emotions with your kids, because respect comes in all areas, and you have to respect them to understand how you feel when you're up, when you're down, and why. And when you respect them enough to tell them the truth, then I think you get even more connected, and that strengthens the relationship.
And I think I want to clarify, and this is for both mothers and fathers, and when we talk about the truth, we also talk about it in an age-appropriate way. So it does. We're not talking about, you know, putting things out there that our kids can't handle.
Right.
So I think we all know that. I just needed to say it for sure. We're talking about the modern dad's dilemma. Let's take another call. We have Alonzo with us this morning from Vacaville. Hello, Alonzo.
Hello, Nurse Rona. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm in such great company here. So tell us, did you get a chance to read some of the book, Alonzo?
Yes, I did. I did, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, even though my schedule was very hectic, I was able to make time to read the book. And the chapter that I was most impressed or most identified with was Chapter 3, being the new kind of provider. Even though I'm a single parent, there was a lot in there that I identified with, especially the part about the new dads or the new providers, you know, going to the ballpark and having baby changing rooms in our restrooms and stuff. Like, you know, I don't think my father ever had that or even thought about that when I was coming up. So a lot of that, you know, really sat well with me. And then the story about I think his name was Lee Wayne, where he was a stepfather to two children, and then they had a child of their own. And I'm recently getting into a new relationship that might go to the point where I have stepkids. So you know, I really like his analogy.
Yes.
And everything. So
so it gave you a lot to think about, it sounds like, and also identify with. You know, there's not enough out there for fathers that really speaks to the heart of what dads are dealing with, Alonzo. And it sounds like you're dealing with a lot, and you also take it very seriously.
Yeah, and, you know, I get to the point listening to your show, and you know, I had my child kind of late in life, and seeing what my friends are going through, and I sometimes get to the point where I think I have a handle on everything, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going doing the right thing, and then all of a sudden something.
I know. It's like, oh, wait, let me give this some more thought. John, before we go to a break here, you know, mention, maybe you can clarify what Alonzo was saying about the ballparks and the changing tables. I just think that's such a great it gives you a sense of how things have changed.
Yeah, I mean, I just said, the chapter starts off with the story of when I went to Fenway Park in Boston in 1977, the bathroom, I remember being, I was about 8 years old, and the bathroom, the men's room, was not any place you would want to bring
a child,
baby,
right.
Say that.
Yeah.
It was beyond what I can describe on air. it was not as a, and then I also talk about being there recently and how I went into that very same men's room, and there's not only a baby diaper changing station, but actually a guy using it, which in some ways is that too is fairly rare to see guys using those things. But I think it just says volumes about where we've come as a society. And the long and the short of it is I don't think guys woke up one day and were like, hey, you know what? We should really do more. In the bathroom. I think it's a whole bunch of different factors,
yes.
but certainly the work that women have done to sort of, you know, encourage and expect men to do more. But also there have been those guys that are out on the forefront, single dads, stay-at-home dads that have really made it a priority to take care of their kids. So.
Absolutely. And we're about to go to a break now. Alonzo, thank you for being out there. And your input, your ideas are always welcome. And, you know, we're talking about the modern dad's dilemma. And I want to say we have a caller on the line. Don't go away. As soon as we come back, we're going to be talking with you. So, dads, good morning. And in a moment, we'll take your call.
listening to Childhood Matters.
Information for your kids.
For your family.
For you.
Give us a call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
The conversation continues after this.
This week's Childhood Matters community calendar with events for parents and kids. Contra Costa families, are you seeking quality childcare? Join the discussion with your questions and concerns at a free workshop at the Brentwood Delta First 5 Center. Reservations are requested Thursday, July 22 from 10 to 11:30. For more information, call 925-516-3880. That's 925-516-3880. Enjoy live music, a bounce house, and more at the Marin Wood Community Center in San Rafael, Friday, July 23 from 6 to 8. For more information, call 415-479-0775. That's 415-479-0775. Visit Family Fun Day at the Museum of Natural History in Pacific Grove, Saturday, July 24 from 11 to 3. For more information, call 831-649-8737. That's 831-649-8737. Check out Race Night at Monterey's Cannery Row. There will be thousands of motorcycles to see, Saturday, July 24 from 5 to 11. For more information, visit canneryrow.com. That's canneryrow.com. Take part in the festivities at Redwood Heights Summer Carnival in Oakland. There will be face painting, jump houses, and more, July 24 from 10 to 1. For more information, call 510-582-7827. That's 510-582-7827. Enjoy a weekend-long celebration of classical music at San Jose State University. Performances will take place Saturday, July 24 at 7 and Sunday, July 25 at 5:30. For more information, call 408-286-2600. That's 408-286-2600. For additional information and more events, visit our website, childhoodmatters.org. And to submit events, email info@childhoodmatters.org. I'm Zan West.
Summer is in full swing, and along with the added fun comes added risk, especially around water. Drowning is the second leading cause of death for children, so practicing water safety is a must. Pools and lakes offer a great opportunity for physical activity, but remember to be careful around them as well. Be aware that flotation devices and life vests can lose air or slip out from under a child. If you have a pool at home, make sure to install a fence or a wall that's at least 4 feet high around the pool, and keep the gate closed at all times. Parents and caregivers should always monitor and stay close by whenever kids are in or near water. For more information on outdoor summer safety, contact your local Bay Area First Five County Commission by visiting www.firstfivekids.org/bay. Brought to you by your local First Five.
Continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First Five.
Join in the conversation at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Here's more with Nurse Rona on Childhood Matters.
Today on Nurse Rona's book club show, we're talking with two dedicated dads, John Badalamant, author of The Modern Dad's Dilemma, How to Stay Connected with Your Kids in a Rapidly Changing World, and Bruce Collins, chair of the Fatherhood Collaborative in San Mateo County and San Mateo County Senior Deputy Probation Officer. Give us a call if you want to know something about how to manage to stay connected with your kids while you juggle all of your responsibilities. We have a call now from Luis in Daly City. He's with us. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in this morning. What's your question?
I was calling because I know I wanted to speak about the legacy of a father. And I have two children.
Yeah.
And like, me as a child, I was always very close to my dad. And I have a little boy and a little girl. And I'm very close to my son.
Yeah.
But, like, with my daughter, I wish I had a stronger bond. And I want to be able to leave, you know, like, my legacy with her, just like I was with my dad. And I don't want to differentiate between both my son and my daughter.
Yes.
And I was going to ask the gentleman if they have any suggestions as to what I can do.
And how old is she now?
She's 2 years old.
She's two. Okay. Well, this is a really good question. And let me start with you, Bruce.
Well, Louis, good morning to you. I think you have a real positive challenge that you're confronted with, because you've already recognized what the challenge is, and that is to have the same relationship with your daughter as you do your son. And one of the things that I try to look at in working with my daughter is I think about the women that have been impactful in my life and the characteristics that they possessed and the things that I would like to see my daughter acquire as she grows up. And so you have to think about what you want to do to help her develop those characteristics. But at the same time, Louis, if you show her that you're willing to spend the time, sit down and really listen to her and communicate with her, and show her that you're willing to be involved in her life and find out what her interests are. You are the.
And she's two right now, yeah, so it's a little more challenging, yeah. Isn't it?
And so, I mean, she's already know that you're going to be there to take care of her needs, but also to make sure that she enjoys life. And once you establish that foundation, now you have something to build on. As her father, expose her to everything. Don't limit her because you think, well, she's a female, I shouldn't do this. My daughter's probably my best athlete, and I spend more time with her. But I also spend time talking to her about the respect that all women should experience and how that is something she should demand.
And I think with a little one, it's part of it is, you know, not thinking so much about, you know, what can I do with her because she's a girl. And I think that's where enjoy yourself, find things that you enjoy doing. And also as time goes on, as she's growing older, you know, you'll find different ways to connect. John, this is a good question about, you know, legacy, especially if someone, you know, didn't have a role model, you know, growing up, about how do you have it differently with boys and girls. Do you have an idea of this, John?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Bruce is saying is I wholeheartedly agree with, which is listen to her, follow her lead. And even at 2 years old, I'll give you a good example of how you can do that, which is a lot of guys don't step out of their own sort of themselves as a reference point and kind of they want to expose their kids to all different things that they like to do. I think what's important is with a daughter is following her lead and doing what she likes to do, not only just doing it, but being interested in it. And one example of how you can start this real early is and build self-esteem is my daughter had she's really into babies. And you know, maybe two is a little young, but she'll be getting into her dolls and her stuffed animals and her babies. I made a point, and I still make a point, of knowing the names of all her babies, because they all have different names, and those names change every once in a while. But I make it a point to know the names of the babies, and I can watch her light up when I say, hey, you know, can you pass over LaShonda? You know, and I mean, literally, it's like she lights up because what that says to her is that daddy pays attention,
yes.
Dad cares about what's important to me. And I think that's one of the big things that dads of daughters forget and miss out on, which is be interested in what they're interested in. And also that means you got to step out of your comfort zone.
Good.
For the love of your child, of course you'll do. And really that's, I think, a very simple way to stay connected. And, you know, and like Bruce is saying, you just really listening and paying attention to her.
That's
and the other thing is I think is important for all guys' daughters is to pay attention to the messages that you know, your friends and family members sometimes give about girls. Like I had a family member that constantly kept saying, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty. And at one point I said to him, I pulled him aside and I said, you know, we really want to emphasize her looks are one thing, but we want to emphasize how strong she is, what a great athlete,
right.
You know, like,
good.
Not just what she looks like. So,
John, that is such an important message right there. And it's so tempting with those, and I'm sure, Luis, your daughter's probably this adorable little thing. And, you know, so what John just said is very key to see them as a whole being. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you bringing up this question. And I think this is a subject that we can keep talking about for sure. You know, I have some passes here to the Bay Area Discovery Museum. Have you been there to the Bay Area Discovery Museum at all?
No, I haven't been there yet.
It's in Sausalito. It's a beautiful place, and mm-hmm. I think you and your children would really enjoy it. So we'll send that to you. Thanks for your call this morning, and keep listening.
Thank you very much.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First Five.
Pick up the phone and get involved. Call Childhood Matters now at 1-877-372-KIDS. That's 1-877-372-KIDS.
So we're going to take more calls now. We have Will with us this morning on the line from Berkeley. Hi, Will.
Hi, Rona. This is Dr. Will.
Dr. Will right. Courtney. Yay.
All
the
right,
men's
Will.
Doc. All right.
It's great to talk to you. And hi, Bruce. Always nice to talk to you. And hi, John.
Hello, Will.
So, you know, this is your work. This is what you do. And I know you also got the book. So what do you want to say? I know you can, we could talk for hours here, but give us, you know, sort of one thing that stood out for you in this book, Will.
You know, it's a great book. And are you hearing me?
Yes,
oh,
we hear you,
you are.
Fine. Yeah.
I think it's a valuable book, and it really has great tools for dads and lots of answers for the many questions dads have. But, you know, as a psychotherapist, I especially appreciated all of the focus that John has throughout the book on how modern fatherhood really requires that we, as fathers and as men, confront our own beliefs about what it means to be a man. I mean, taking care of our kids and being an involved father often means doing things that many of us men grew up learning only women and moms are supposed to do.
Yeah.
This can be really challenging for men.
You know, that's a really good point. I mean, I'm looking here at you, Bruce, here. You know, did you find that to be challenging, to suddenly find yourself in a role that's different?
Oh, yes, yes. And the thing about it is I didn't have any template to fall back on. And so instead of looking at that as a hindrance, I looked at it as an asset and used the skills and my own relationship with my wife to develop the type of father I wanted to be, an involved father, a father that shows my kids it's important to have fun and to be around and do things as a family. Family is extremely important to me. And knowing that I can teach them the importance of family, teach them about their legacy, and have them understand their challenge in life is to contribute to that legacy. Those are the things that I look forward to as a father.
You know, and Will, you have been a very involved dad in so many ways. You know, so how did you figure out to do that differently? I assume you've been doing it differently than your dad.
I have. And, you know, unfortunately, Runner, we have a problem with the line, so I didn't hear anything of what Bruce said. And I'm sorry to have missed it because he always has great pearls of wisdom to share with us. You know, and I was also a part-time stay-at-home dad, as you know, And I think it's especially challenging for us because we are out there kind of in the playgrounds where oftentimes there's, you know, we could be the only dads there with a lot of other, you know, moms that are on the playgrounds with their kids. And, you know, I always sort of welcomed the opportunity personally because it was a great opportunity for me because, like John, I love educating folks about kind of new fatherhood and what it means to me. So I personally like to share my stories with folks. But it's not always so easy for other dads. I'd love to hear what John has to say.
Yeah. John, your turn.
Yeah. I think, Will, it's a great point you bring up. And the idea that it challenges our belief system, you know, what we believe, what we grow up believing. And I love Bruce, too, which, Will, I don't know if you heard, but Bruce said that sort of not having that template is also a benefit. You know, not having anything to necessarily fall back on to say this is how I should do it is a huge opportunity. And I think, you know, this is a very important point that I think is important for women to understand. We're starting to sort of have this dialogue more and more. I see it in the media. Here we are talking about it. But, you know, what does it mean to be a modern father? And what does it mean to be a modern dad? And I already see in a couple of articles I read recently, it's slipping into this, who's got it worse, the mom or the dad? Who's got, you know, what's harder? You know, there was an article recently that dads are just as stressed as moms. And already I see it sort of devolving into this, you know, race to the bottom, which to me is really disturbing.
Yes.
One thing I think we should not lose track of, and sort of what you're bringing up here, Will, is that what we have today is a major identity shift for men, and this is important, I think, for women to understand that it is while it may seem ridiculous, but for some guys, it's a challenge to just sit down on the floor and play with their kids. For some guys, it's a challenge to go to the school and join the PTA.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but what we're dealing with is that today is a major identity shift with men, which is to say that we are not just what we do and what we produce, and that what we are as men has really been thrown into question. And I think, encouragingly, a lot of us are saying, you know what, being a father and being a good caretaker and really bonding with my kids is part of who I am, and it's part of what being a man is all about.
Thank
and I think
you,
that's
yes.
Sort of yeah, that cannot be stressed enough that
yes,
this is not an easy shift, this sort of untethering of our identities from work.
You have said it there. Thank you so much, Will, for bringing this up. I think we're going
to
try and fit in another call before the next break.
Thanks for the great program, Rona.
Will Courtney, the men's doc.
Will.
Yeah, check him out. Let's get a call in here. We have Ivy now on the line with us from Newark. Hi, Ivy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We have a couple of minutes here before the next break. What would you like to add? So great to hear from fathers this morning.
Well, actually, I'm a proud parent. I have 12 children and 7 grandkids.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
congratulations.
And 4 stepkids. And actually, this is the first program that I've heard. I'm really interested in the idea of emulating great dads. I wrote a poem to kind of like sum up everything.
Go.
How I feel with inside. If it's okay.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, the name of this poem is called Am I My Father's Keeper? It says, am I my father's keeper? Should I cheat since my dad was a cheater? Should I lie since my father lied a lot? Should I always give up since I don't know if my father tried or not? Perhaps I should become a career criminal. My father was a thief. My father passed on. Now my father looks like me. Should I produce children that I rarely see since my father neglected my mother when she was pregnant with me? Should I become a convicted felon and go in and out of prison? My father did prison time, but that was before I was living. Yeah, I look like my dad, act like my dad, tall, bald-headed, and black like my dad. But unlike my father, I want to be better. I have a good woman who wants to love me, but my ways won't let her. My mother must have loved my dad, or at least his freaky ways, but all he gave me was his DNA, hustling, and sneaky ways. I don't blame my dad for doing what he did, but how can I be a good man when I was a bad kid?
Wow, Ivy, I'm really moved by you, both by, you know, who you are and what you've written, Bruce.
Ivy, I really commend you. I mean, first, I was moved just to hear about the 12 kids. But secondly, I really commend you for stepping up and facing the truth of your reality, of your world, and your relationship with your dad. Not having a father myself, I see my dad twice in my life. And the last time I talked to him, I was very honest about I wanted to establish a man-to-man relationship with him because that was the stage we were at that particular time. But nothing that occurred with my dad has any influence on what I do as a father myself today. I relish the opportunities I have every moment to help my kids prepare themselves for adult life. And each one of them are unique. I look at them as being unique, but I have the same objective, and that is for them to be quality human beings. And it seems like your heart and mind is in the right place to accomplish that same goal, and I commend you.
You know, and Ivy, you know, we've been doing this show for almost 8 years, so all of our shows are online at childhoodmatters.org. And, you know, I'd love to talk to you again, and maybe we can put your poem up on our website, but I think you know, your story at some point would be really interesting to me in terms of how the work you've done to turn around, you know, what you just wrote about, and you know, be present as a father. So I just want to thank you for joining us. I'm glad you found us this morning.
Thanks for sharing it.
Is it another number I can contact you, because it's a whole bunch of stuff that I have that I think you might be interested in.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have our producer give you our number, 1-877-372-KIDS, and we'll be in contact for sure. We're talking with dads this morning. Dads, thank you for being out there, waking up, and in a moment, we'll take your call.
Ciao.
Childhood Matters.
Helpful advice, inspiration, and resources for parents.
Get involved. Call 1-877-372-KIDS.
One of the hardest things a parent faces is how to set clear limits with love. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Have clear rules and expectations. Have reasonable consequences for misbehavior and acknowledge respectful behavior. And try to understand why your child is acting out. Is it stress or anxiety? For more information and tips on how to discipline your child, visit www.childhoodmatters.org. And remember that world peace begins at home. This message is brought to you by the David B. Gold Foundation.
This is Nurse Rona letting you know that you can connect with Childhood Matters anytime on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. Now you can get the latest tips, resources, book recommendations, and share your thoughts with other parents and become part of our virtual community. As always, you can sign up for our podcasts and download past shows, community reports, and interviews. Visit childhoodmatters.org to learn more. That's childhoodmatters.org. And tell your friends.
Read with your children to help them develop a love of books for life. Research shows that young children who read often with their parents and caregivers are better prepared when they start kindergarten. That's because reading builds confidence and vocabulary skills. Look for books that show the characters doing familiar things your child does, such as playing and eating. This keeps your child involved in the story. And remember to visit the library often. Libraries are a great place for kids to find lots of books on their favorite topics. Many libraries also offer story times. Ask librarians about free resources and activities you can do together. Don't forget to sign up for free library cards, too. For more information about the importance of reading, contact your local Bay Area First Five or visit firstfivekids.org/bay. That's first, the number five, kids.org/bay.
Did you know that in San Francisco and the East Bay, one in every five children has been diagnosed with asthma? In fact, asthma is the most common reason kids are hospitalized in the Bay Area. At kidsdata.org, you can learn more about issues that affect the health and well-being of children in the Bay Area. Kidsdata.org provides easy-to-access information and resources for those who influence kids' lives. You can find data by region, topic, or demographic, such as ethnicity or age. Visit kidsdata.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Lucille Packard Foundation for Children's Health.
Finding help in the Bay Area is easier than ever before. Dial 211 to speak with a trained caring specialist who will match your needs with local services, including childcare, rent assistance, counseling, job services, health care, food, and so much more. Dial 211 for free confidential help, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Help starts here. Dial 211. 211 is a service of United Way, Eden I&R, and the Contra Costa Crisis Center.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First Five.
Join in the conversation at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Here's more with Nurse Rona on Childhood Matters.
Today we're talking with John Badalamid, author of The Modern Dad's Dilemma, and Bruce Collins, chair of the Fatherhood Collaborative and San Mateo County Senior Deputy Probation Officer. Please join us on Facebook at Childhood Matters Radio Show. We would love to continue to build our virtual community. Tell your friends and feel free to post things that you think will benefit other parents. Let's take another call now. We have Charlie with us from San Francisco. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. I wanted to just thank the show. This is my first book club ever. It seems like most of the books I get to read lately are with my kids. So this is a great opportunity just to read something for myself as well.
Thank you.
The book really has been taking me on a journey. I think the big takeaway for me was just how important it is to honor our own teachers. We enter fatherhood just kind of like all of a sudden that it happens to us. And the book really, I think, taught me how important it is to reflect on, you know, my mom and dad, who are my teachers. They've really been on my mind a lot. The other night we were sitting around the dinner table with the family, and we're playing this game, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? And, you know, one of my sons said, I want to fly. The other one said, I want to I want to speak every language there is in the world. And what I said was, I want to go back in time. I want to be there and see my mom and dad as kids, you know, relating to their own, to their parents.
Wow.
And the tragic moments, the happy moments, really get a sense of what it is that they live through. Because I feel it's so much of kind of what shapes me and who I am.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of soul searching. But I did have a question I wanted to put out for the gentleman on the show.
And John? That is,
I have three kids of my own, and we try as much as we can to spend a lot of family time together. But I really struggle with, you know, I want to develop a strong relationship individually with each of my kids. I want
yes.
them each to feel like, you know, I'm listening to each of them and giving them quality time. And I'm just wondering, like, how do you do that, you know, when
right.
you have a larger family?
Right, Charlie, great question. And I want to say that it's one of the key things that all parents, moms and dads, need to do is develop that individual time. You know, I want to also fit in some other calls. So, John, can you respond and keep it a little short here so we can get another call in?
Yeah, Charlie, great, thank you. I love your comments. My superpower is invisibility, but... On to your question, I think it's harder with more kids, but you really just, there's no magic answer, and you have to make individual time. In the book, the ritual dad time, I think there's a whole chapter on that, and there's some very specific sort of ways of, you know, talking about it, couching it, talking to your kids about it, but the bottom line is you have to make that one-on-one time, even if it's a half an hour. With each individual kid, and during that time you can, you know, tell stories, you can focus on listening, but it's to me that's sacred, and
yes.
you know, you can do it.
You know, and Charlie, I think having the intention, knowing that you want to do that, is half the battle. And I think once you organize things in your family such where you call it special time, and you could even have a chart, and it says, you know, which days you spend with who for that special time each week. Whatever way you do it, the fact that you want to do it, I know it will happen, and it will make a big difference in your life. Charlie, thank you so much for everything you said, and the importance to look back also and think about your own parents, what you loved about who they were, and also some of the things you want to figure out how to do differently. Bye-bye, Charlie. We're going to now take a quick listen to one of our friends who we've met on Facebook, and he said something from Germany. So go ahead and play Kevin right now.
I'm assistant producer Falsha Zuschlag, and this week I spoke with one of our fans from our Facebook page, all the way from Germany, who took the time to share a cross-cultural perspective on fatherhood.
Modern fathers have to find a balance between being a father and being an employee. It's not up to the father to become a company-friendly family man, but for the companies to become family-friendly. The companies have to open up. It's not up to the father to talk to the companies and figure out a different kind of plan on how to solve situations in families because daddy can't attend to whatever. Just for instance, in Germany it is that we have the possibility to share the maternity leave together with the mother, or the mother stays on work and the father stays at home. That way fathers have the possibility to stay with their children and build a tighter bond. And according to my experience, give the children a head start.
Another big thank you to Kevin from Germany for sharing with us on Childhood Matters.
And I think that's so important, Bruce, the idea that businesses should be family friendly.
Well, Rona, it's just happened that we're having our Dads Count breakfast come up in October. And one of the awards that we give is to businesses that does that very thing, that understands the importance of working with families. They have a better, more productive employee, and the family benefits because they know that they have the support of their employer.
And the idea that fathers can have time off when their children are born and spend time to bond, I mean, what a concept, is so needed. And there are so many other countries that are so far ahead of us. I'm not going to get started. Let's try and fit in one more call here. We're almost out of time here. Yolanda from Sacramento, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call and say how moved I was by the gentleman's poem that he read this morning. The 12 kids impressed me, but the poem was just amazing. And I, you know, I've been married 33 years to the same man, and we raised four children together, and two of them are sons. And he was always there for them. He was a good dad. And he raised two amazing sons and two amazing daughters. And my son is showing the same as his father is, you know, I have two grandsons, and he spends as much time as he can with them, you know, sharing his love with them, and he's, you know,
yes.
where he takes him pretty mm-hmm. much everywhere he goes, and especially when Mama kicks him out so she can clean the house.
Yeah.
I was just moved by the poem, and I thought, you know,
yes.
it's, as my husband always tells my son, that he got from a Robert Redford movie, you know, a father makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, and when a family is lucky, they have a father in the family to do that. Yolanda, thank you so much for a shout out here for also Ivy's poem. It was wonderful. And, you know, when there aren't, when there isn't a papa there, there are father figures. And I think that's the work you also do, Bruce, is to make sure that there are father figures when we need them.
That is our mission statement, to yeah. support the efforts of men and fathers involved in children's lives. Because you need that balance of both the mother and the father, or the male and the female.
Yeah. Good. Well, you know, John Bedalman, we didn't even get to all the things we want to talk about. It, you know, your book, The Modern Dad's Dilemma, is really, really a wonderful guide for fathers. Can you give us a final word here of something that you want to say, oh, we've just got to mention this?
thank you, first of all. I guess all I would say is that I think it really is incumbent upon us as men to really think about, and dads especially, to think about what version of manhood we're passing on to our sons and to our daughters. And, you know, this whole, there's mention about work, and, you know, I hear a lot of guys, the German guy, you know, in his statement saying that it's up to work, you know, to become more family friendly. The bottom line is, you know, we as men have to model it and insist on it. And, you know, most workplaces, generally speaking, if we look at the larger picture, are still, you know, if you look up at the top of who's running the you know, who's on the boards and all that, it's still predominantly men. So I think it's really important that we as men start owning up to how we are passing on these messages that being a good caretaker, being a good dad is part of manhood. It is essential to manhood. And my, you know, my hope is that message comes through not only in our deeds, but also in our words. I think as men, we have a lot of work to do in terms of putting words to our actions, and that we don't assume kids are just going to get it by watching us, but that we talk to them. And like Bruce said, he makes it, it's an ongoing dialogue.
That's
with
right.
our kids.
That's so. Right. Well, John, you know, if you're going to be in the Bay Area, let me know, and I'd love to have a show with you again. And I think people go to our website on our homepage. You'll see The Modern Dad's Dilemma. Click on there, order a copy for the father in your life, because it has so many really good tools of how fathers can move from their desires to action. John, it's always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. Bruce Collins, how can people find out about the San Mateo Fatherhood Collaborative?
Well, we have our website, which is fatherhoodcollaborative.org. Please check it out, and we have a blog on there where we try to get fathers to engage and share. It's so important for men to open up and understand that they're not going through this journey alone, that we all have things we can share with one another to make us more effective fathers for our families and men in our communities, which is also important. So please check out Fatherhood Collaborative. www.org.
Thank you so much for the work you do in the community, and also, you know, in the work with as a probation officer, you're really trying to also give hope to the men to say, you know, you can turn your life around and you can be there.
It's never
and
too late.
You can step up, and it's never too late. I think that's a wonderful way for us to end today's show, and it just reminds me of how important it is to hear the voices of fathers. I couldn't do this show without our wonderful team here: senior producer Zan West, assistant producer Felsha Zuschlag, and Lorenzo Plazola at the controls. I'm grateful to all the folks at Interactive Parenting Media, and to my kids, Pei, Mara, Matt, and Karina, and my husband Mick, for always wanting to be a good father. This is Rona saying goodbye until next week. And parents, remember, spend time with your children, and don't forget to take good care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you.
You've been listening to Childhood Matters.
Produced by Collins Media Services and presented by the nonprofit Interactive Parenting Media.